Yesterday marked the first Sunday since Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast, and religious leaders took the opportunity to address the disaster. It was an emotional day, especially for those churches in the South that are watching the suffering firsthand. At the Broadmoor Baptist Church in Madison, Mississippi, just north of Jackson, more than 150 hurricane survivors are sleeping on the church campus. Pastor Rob Futrell spoke to a packed audience of more than 800 people. He began his sermon by trying to lighten the mood.
By the way, I understand that there's a connection between how you are living and how long it took your lights to come back on. If you're living right, you didn't ever lose your electricity. Does anybody still have their lights and power off? No, I'm kidding. But it's been frustrating. But you know what's been even more frustrating is to watch is Convention Center New Orleans or the Superdome. See scores of people and want to help. And to feel so helpless.
At the New Jerusalem Baptist Church, a small, mostly African-American church, also in Jackson, more than 40 evacuees have been taking refuge. Pastor Dwayne Pickett called for a commitment from the religious community to help rebuild the lives of these survivors by taking their children into the schools tuition-free and helping them find more permanent housing and jobs.
We're blaming the government for something that wasn't their responsibility in the first place. It's the church's responsibility to take care of those that are going through.
Dwayne Pickett's sermon was based on Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd."
Each one of us has been commissioned to be shepherds. You and I have a responsibility to protect those that are going through misfortune, those who are in poverty, those who are struggling in life. We have a responsibility as children of God to step up to the plate like we never have before and now become shepherds. And regardless of where you find yourself, whether you here or there or the other, everybody got a responsibility to protect.
Pastor Pickett also reminded hurricane victims that displacement was a fact of life, not something brought on by personal actions.
David was displaced from regular life. Things were not the same. He was on the run. He was going through things, maybe held up in a cave somewhere. We are not sure. But the word he said was, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now understand, David ain't always did everything right. See, some folk want to say, well, certain people are suffering because they weren't doing right. If that's the case, all of us deserve to suffer.
And in Houston, Texas, the 25,000 hurricane victims that spent their Sunday in the Astrodome had the option of listening to a rabbi, an imam, or a pastor. A handful of people sat by the speaker paying rapt attention. But most people continued to sleep, play football, eat breakfast, receive medical attention, or read from the many green plastic Bibles that were passed out. Meanwhile, their 25-minute speeches washed over the crowd through the PA system. Joseph Fiorenza, the Archbishop of Houston.
What will separate us from the love of God? Will it be anguish, our peril, our suffering, our hunger, our thirst, our persecution? Or will it be Hurricane Katrina? No, none of these things can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Because we are strong people of faith, and I know you are, you will conquer all of these things.
Archbishop Fiorenza reminded a chattering crowd in the Astrodome that even a natural disaster didn't change God's position on life, death, and love.